Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil. Advocates Radio Show. How you doing, Fancy Brian? Happy Everybody's Doing It Thursday.
Happy Everybody's Doing It Thursday.
Everybody's doing it.
We're going to have a great time.
Everybody's doing it. Evan, good to see you as well here in the World Headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin. Devil Radio World Headquarters. I'm excited. We got a big show ahead. And we're going to do lots of stuff. You know, I've effectively scroogied myself here from the top of the show. Can't get to, oh, here we go. Like I opened two browsers and like totally freaked the you know what out because I couldn't get to my rundown or any of my documents, all the fine prep work I've done for this big show. So let me open up, you know, like page one. Did I mention everybody's doing it? Here's what I mean. The former president of the United States did a little interview with Hannity. And I was, you know, I was home with the wife, just talking, chatting, having some nice little conversation. It was a nice evening with my wife last night. Never even turned on the TV, not for hours. I like those nights. But somewhere along the line, you know, she or I, there was a pause in the conversation. And as invariably, you know, I occasionally do, I found myself staring at the screen, staring at the phone. And I saw some on social media, an interview, or at least some sound bites from an interview with Donald Trump and Sean Hannity. And I got to tell you, before I was like more than a minute and 15 seconds into this little sound bite, I'm like, honey, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. I cannot believe what the former president is saying.
And after all the things that he's said and done, at this point to go and say, wow, that's pretty awesome.
And, you know, I got the same reaction I've gotten for, you know, like 5 years when I bring up Donald Trump, just the glazing of the eyes. And no, I really don't. But I played it for her anyways. Here is what I found so troubling, and I want to share it with you, our fair audience. My wife, less so. She didn't listen, I don't think. Because she'd have been troubled. And here's why. Donald Trump admits that he pressured Bill Barr, then the attorney general, to take the fall for his coup.
You have to get impeached, maybe.
A little bit of reporting from the Raw story. I mean, wow, you're not supposed to say this part out loud. Here, I'm going to do a little reading. I'm going to pretend like I do a professional radio show. Donald Trump on Wednesday complained that Attorney General Bill Barr refused to get impeached for trying to help him overturn the 2020 election. Why? Everybody's doing it. Trump began by complaining about investigations into his family company and self-coup attempt, but veered off to attack his own cabinet official after warning of a revolt if the investigations continue. Somewhat threatening. Let's go to the sound. I got to open page two here. Let's go to the sound, though. Let's play a little of the sound that stunned me last night. Mid-conversation with Mrs. Crudy. She less stunned, caring less, but I cared more. And here's why. Let's play it for the people. We'll get to the more important part, but got to set the context. Fancy Brian play Donald Trump, cut number one on the Sean Hannity Show, Foxy News, last night.
What they're doing is they suppress the vote, and they artificially suppress the vote, and probably illegally suppress the vote, and nobody wants to talk about it, but it's a very dangerous thing.
okay, Donald Trump, you've heard him talk about rigged elections and, you know, suppression of the vote. They suppressed the vote. Well, I see lots of Republicans trying to suppress the vote, but setting that aside, just a little context. We'll keep moving down the list of the Trump sound from Hannity. Cut number two, please.
And now what they do is they use prosecutors. Now, look, I've gone through in 5 years more investigations than Al Capone, Jesse James, and Billy the Kid put together. If I fly over a Democrat state in my airplane, I end up before a grand jury. It's a disgrace. And you know what? The people of this country aren't going to take it. They're just not going to take it.
What are you implying, Donald Trump? Why won't the people take it? I mean, so far there have been no charges, no indictments. I would suspect they will be strongly supported. It'll be something of a speaking indictment. If the former president of the United States gets indicted, and I think he will, there's going to be copious amounts of evidence. But if I got to weaponize the people, I got to weaponize the people. Well, he claims, Trump claims, to Hannity, a sympathetic victim, co-conspirator perhaps, but Trump claims, well, they've weaponized law enforcement. Cut three.
They've weaponized law enforcement, essentially. They've weaponized the AGs in the states and the attorney generals and the district attorneys. And I mean, it's such a horrible thing that they're doing. And I just don't think the people of the country are going to take it. But I just, based on past, I think probably nothing will happen. Look.
Nothing will happen. That's been my history. Been getting away with criminality for years and years and years. And typically nothing happens. But there he was, sliding that threat in one more time. Sort of working it in. I don't think the American people would take it. They're weaponizing these prosecutions, AGs, all the different states. They're coming after, well, the above reproach Donald J. Trump, the sinless. I mean, are we sure Easter isn't about celebrating Trump? A little bit more. And here is where I've started paying attention. Sort of try to bring it to Mrs. Crudy's attention. Cut number four. Bill Barr had a chance to do what I did and get his ass impeached.
We also had a chance, but Bill Barr, the attorney general, didn't want to be impeached. They were vicious with him. They said, we're going to impeach him. They didn't even know why, but they were going to impeach Bill Barr. He didn't want to be impeached. How do you not get impeached? You just sit back and relax and wait out for your term to end, and that's what he did. And it was a sad thing and a sad day for our country. Then he writes a crummy book, which was still false. But you know what?
We'll get to the what. But that's the part I'm like, what? You expect the Attorney General of the United States, and I feel like Bill Barr was a hell of a corrupted Attorney General to the benefit of Donald Trump, right? Kind of buried the lead, the Mueller report, kind of hid it from the American people. And then we never have seen the unredacted copy. But Bill Barr, he's the bad guy here because he wouldn't go take a bullet for you. Wouldn't go get impeached supporting you. Because what? You got impeached? It's easy. Everybody's doing it. Just lay back. Relax. Like those women I groped when I was a celebrity. Just enjoy it. I'll tell you why I'm putting it in that way. In a little bit, we'll get to that point. More Bill Barr. Cut number five, if you would.
Had Bill Barr had the courage, a lot of this could have been taken care of.
Well, I'll say this.
The U.S. attorney in Philadelphia said Bill Barr told him not to investigate the fraud in the elections. And he said, don't do it. And he wrote a letter to that effect. And, you know, it's.
Bill Barr actually wrote a letter to the effect that there was no fraud, no widespread fraud. In the elections, this was one of the safest elections in America's history. Shocker that Bill Barr wouldn't go force one of his attorneys to go investigate the unsubstantiated claims, fictions of voter fraud. One more. Donald Trump, cut number six. Everybody's doing it.
Had Bill Barr had the courage to do what he should have done, instead of being worried about being impeached, I said, look, get impeached. I went up a lot in the polls when I got impeached. You have to get impeached, maybe. But he was so afraid of being impeached that he refused to do his job. And that includes on some of the things you're talking about.
I would just wonder, for Susan Collins' benefit, the senator, do you think he learned his lesson? Trump on impeachment. Did he learn the lesson?
I don't think so, because I don't think that he understands that if you do your job, you don't get impeached. You see, because you usually get impeached for not doing your job. But I think he just doesn't understand the definition.
And now he craps on the man, right? Because he didn't do it, because he wasn't loyal enough. That is the true standard. You know, if you want to stay in his good graces, and no one really is able to do that. Who has stayed in Trump's good graces? Even for the 5 years we've known Donald Trump. I mean, other than Ivanka, and he wants her sexually, I suspect. But other than Ivanka, who has stayed in the president's good graces? And I got to think, Fancy Brian, considering both Jared and Ivanka said, don't even bother with that fiction of executive privilege. We don't want it. You know, it's just a little bit of a delay tactic. We fight in the courts, but ultimately the courts would rule there is no executive privilege. But the fact that both his daughter, you know, the sexy one, not Tiffany, the one he wants, and her husband, Jared, both testified to the J6 committee. And you know, Bill Barr should have just taken that bullet for him. But what did the ancient Greeks do? They just opened a vein and bled out in the tub, and then their families were taken care of. Maybe Bill Barr didn't want to take that route because Bill Barr knows that Donald Trump stiffs everybody. You know, maybe if he had a reputation for paying his bills, like a Lannister, if a Trump paid his debts, maybe he would have gotten more loyalty from his former attorney general, because he's clearly self-serving and a bit mercenary. Wrote the book, right? Well, that's to reclamate his memory, the memory of him, for history's sake. But to not want to get impeached for your boss, I mean, I feel quite confident, Vance Gren, you take an impeachment for me, right?
Yeah, I'll eat a couple peaches for you, no problem.
Come back, more Devil's Half gets the Everybody's Doing It Thursday edition.
Get impeached.
A bit snitty.
I have news for everybody.
Everybody's doing it.
Get over it.
Get impeached.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do it.